An impact study shows the UW natural gas plant would need 1 million gallons of water from Lake Mendota daily, or 3 times that during peak periods. While there wouldn't be a lot of impact on the lake itself, the Yahara River watershed could be affected. So officials with Dane County, Madison, and the DNR came up with a plan to use a soon-to-be-abandoned city well. It, along with storm runoff, would be used to restore water used by the power plant. UW Facilities Director Al Fish says air quality and noise issues will also be addressed following the analysis of water concerns.
All of us want to have these new capacities for heating and cooling and electric generation without harming our water, both its quality and its quantity.
The Sierra Club is still studying the new plan, but Director Brett Halsey says they prefer an alternative using wetlands to store water upstream so it's available when needed.
When we're taking the water out of the ground during low flow times, is the water going to be put in the ground the rest of the time?
UW officials say there's a pressing need for steam and chilled water to heat and cool an increasing number of campus buildings. Chancellor Wiley favors a 150-megawatt facility, which would also provide energy to the surrounding community. However, some neighbors concerned about noise, pollution, and traffic want a smaller plant. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.